Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports.
So don't miss the action.
We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers too, so join me, Michael,
and Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Hey.
All right. Joe Wabish took second. I can't hear nothing now. Steve Nash took third. We discussed the Bombers. Gary taking first, myself taking second, and Artie Daniel taking third. IMSA Mods, Dan Snowden in Victory Lane, number 75 at Jay Rohde, and for third place, the 87N of Dan Fitzgerald. Once again, good to see Dan back out there. So that was your results from 7-6. Okay, July 6th, and we'll be running this weekend. Is that the 20th?
Yes.
Yeah. My notes are blowing all over the place, you know. So that's your results.
Our next race is July 20th. Yes.
All right. Fill us in, Gary.
On what?
Okay,
Yes. Yeah, he don't like to be called a Perumpian.
Well, that's what I hear he's called now. So once you get over the hill, that's what you're considered a Perumpian.
Yes, over the hill is Perumpian.
Hey, is he going to do any kind of the Perump Valley Speedway at all? I know they were looking for help out there doing things.
No, I think he's still going to be helping us.
Okay. So.
Lineup boy? because we're losing Kim.
I think he's still going to be helping us.
Oh. Concessions?
Yes.
Are you going to work concessions?
Work you guys' barbecue?
No, work JJ's tires.
He's a tire man. Okay. Oh, boy. Hey, we're almost making it through a full show, but halfway through, we're not coming through, so.
Bull ring's on break.
Oh,
they don't come back until August.
Yeah, August. I don't have a date for August.
15th?
17th
something like
or
that.
Something?
Oh, maybe it's 17th.
Yeah.
They just had their night of fire or something Wednesday. Did that wrap it up?
Yes.
That boat race?
July 3rd they had that. And then I believe they come back August 17th.
I heard a car got destroyed real bad in that boat race.
Yes, I went and looked at it yesterday.
That bad.
Yeah.
Hey.
No. No, it just
turned out that way.
Yeah.
Did you call that phone number on the Bomber Nation about those two bombers?
Yes.
And?
And the guy's off his rocker.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How much money did he want for him?
Way too much.
Really?
Yeah. $1,500
each
for both.
What?
I told you he's off his rocker.
For two?
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
They've been sitting for years, man.
They got motors.
I haven't seen those cars out there in 8 years
or longer.
They may have motors in them, but there ain't a piece of rubber or felt or gasket or anything just sitting there. Just they're not even at. Did you look at them?
No, I didn't waste my time.
It didn't
I don't
bother.
Like wasting my time.
Are they
one Ford.
Ford and a Dodge.
Else.
What's the other one? A Dodge. We don't know. Hello.
No, all I know is just one Ford. Hey, I got technical difficulties going on over here. Hold on.
Aye, aye, aye. Where's my ashtray? Why don't I have an ashtray?
Because this is a non-smoking
this
office.
This is the blue room. We're broadcasting live from the blue room, and I can smoke.
Hey, I was turning in over here. I saw a dually. I thought it was here. A David. The guy's head was turned on. He had a cowboy hat on. Fuck, he didn't wear a cowboy hat. He turned his head.
What color was the dually?
White.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you went colorblind or something.
No.
Ay, ay, ay.
Hey, no cussing on this radio show.
I didn't think JJ was a cowboy kind of guy, but obviously wasn't.
No, you know, that's right. I haven't cussed once. It must be the blue in here, the calming effect of the blue room.
It made me cuss twice.
Yeah,
evidently.
Oh, hell no. I'd be funding your friggin' modified. That's what I'd
be
doing.
Be rich.
Forget about that. I'd have to come in here with a wad of... I'd stop at the bank to go get a wad of singles. I'd rather go down to Pahrump and what's that place down there?
Me and Michael have to put
the Cherry Patch. What's that one place we pass all the time that, where this guy managed to put... There's what? 3 stoplights in Pahrump.
Right.
There were 2.
Yes.
And 2 years ago, he had a stoplight put up right in front of his strip joint.
Yeah. Oh,
Who do you know on the town council to get that done? So when you come into Pahrump, you get hit at that red light. I think that red light's set to go off every 30 seconds. I don't even know the name of that place. What's the name of that place? Alex probably knows the name of that place now. He's a Pahrumpian.
He is the most Pahrumpian.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. What was that play? We celebrated, 3 years ago when Rogers had the track?
Longer than that.
4 years ago?
4 years ago, yeah.
We ended up there in...
The Kingdom.
The Kingdom Hall.
That's
right. The Kingdom Hall. Yeah, back in... I mean, where I come from, back in New York, the Kingdom Hall was a prayer place for Jehovah Witnesses. And I was like... Oh, okay. They put up a Kingdom Hall. That was great.
I just got a text message that said Kingdom Hall.
Okay. Good. I was like, who?
Who? I'm going to Kingdom Hall this weekend.
But we were married Lutheran. What? You turned Jehovah? Yeah, I turned Jehovah. Okay. Very good. Honey, you got any extra singles for the basket?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You got to love it. Only in Pahrump. Hey, diesel is cheaper there.
Yes. Yeah, because we
$3.59 a gallon, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been filling up my truck, towing down there with just enough gas to get down there. Okay, and then pulling the 76 down there and fill up my 32-gallon tank with $3.59 diesel. Over here, it's $3.67. It just dropped again in the Shell on Boulder Highway. That's where I always fill up.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I found the cheapest, you know, on this side of town. I mean, I could go to the other side of town to save 5 cents, but I'll spend $10 in gas getting there, you know. So, does it matter? We have unlimited. Don't we have unlimited time now? They work? It was the alternator?
Yeah, but one of my batteries was bad. The result of the alternator was bad. But I did have one.
Yeah, well, run those batteries. You still got 4 months warranty on those things, man.
Three weeks.
There you go. They're going to take Oh, there you go. Yeah.
I didn't do that much out of it. Click, 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 click.
Like this.
Michael, next week you will be behind the board. Okay. All right. Thank God Randy didn't. He's worse than Randy. He's behind the board. He's worse than Randy. Heaven forbid once he loads that thing up with a whole bunch of sounds. Well, you know, little kid with a new toy. You got to excuse me 1 minute. I have to step outside.
gas issue. We thank you for stepping outside.
That's
by
right.
The way. So, thanks for stepping out.
Yes, we'll iron everything out. Yes, that's right.
I'd say.
Yes.
I love it.
Well,
broadcasting from the Blue Room in Las Vegas.
Can't get any better.
That's for sure.
5 minutes.
Yes.
5 minutes. Mark.
Wait.
Thanks, Randy.
Going?
Yeah. Ay.
I learned very well.
Yeah, you catch on quick. You can catch on quick. This is so much more relaxing. Once we get these bugs ironed out, then we can start bringing guests in and start having fun again for another couple of years. So this works for me, man. Heck with bar stools and stands up to the desk. We just need to bring in lazy boys. Okay.
I did. I brought you in.
Yes. I want a brand new motor too, but that ain't freaking happening. Yeah, not
man,
a bad
you
idea.
You guys are asking for a whole lot.
Huh?
You guys are asking for a whole lot.
Not me. I didn't. He wants the headphones with the mouthpiece on them.
Yeah.
I have access to one right now. Electric.
Oh.
Electric.
Man.
Actually, press a button and it actually lifts me and pushes my ass up in the air and helps me stand up halfway.
I got another dollar out of him.
There we go. Only one. That's the first one you got for me. That's it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's a couple lazy boys and there's enough room in here. We can do that. You know, what better than to put our guests in a lazy boy? You know? That's a Barker lounger, you know. That's it. Just keep Gary standing there behind the board and delete all those damn sound effects. We'll do just fine. What else you got on there for sound effect? You got two? What? What do you got on there?
Well,
he has...
Segment. Anything you've seen out at the racetrack that you've seen that you figure is insane or off the wall? You have witnessed anything weird? Guy walking around with a dice head or a lug nut? Chicken suit? Anything? Car upside down?
Oh, geez. That's something to think about. Hey, give me a week to think about that. Gary and I mean, we could come up with something.
And
we've ran into bicycle cops before, you know. I mean, it wasn't at the racetrack, but... I mean, the track flooded out, and we ended up in Boulder Station and got approached by two bicycle cops in the parking lot, you know, and asked to leave, you know, for just... eating there, and then after we eat, talk to each other by the trailers. But I don't know. We'd have to, I'd
the
have
person
to think
you
about
have
it. There's some
is
crazy,
unavailable right now. Please try again later.
That we've seen.
La persona que
you know, it's racing. You know, you never know. So.
Running,
oh, the dryer.
Yeah.
The blower. You know, there's crazy stuff. Definitely crazy stuff. You know, I. All right. Yeah, Dave Quintero stopping in the middle of the racetrack and headed up to the announcer's booth to get his hands on Mike. Well, I'd just like to thank our sponsors, the Bomber Nation, DNN Equipment. Let's see, Camp Out. Day Auto Works, onwheelsnow.com, Nevada Pick Apart, Mike's Air Conditioning and Refrigeration Mechanical. Yep.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Pacifica Regency Assisted Living and Memory Care Facility. Yeah, right now, I still have a job. I don't have a boss, but I got a job. All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a good week.